it sure is. Welcome into the second hour of Downtown. On this Friday afternoon, 8th day of November, Rich Kimberly here with you. And we get the hour underway by talking a little Black Bear football. It is the game plan. Brought to you every week by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com and by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. My broadcast partner, Bob Lucy, joining me this afternoon. Hello there, Robert.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you. I feel like we got lucky stars here. We got out of Oklahoma just in time last weekend.
Boy, we sure did. They had some significant wins, and fortunately, not too much damage, but I think a considerable amount in some areas.
Well, that was quite a weekend, quite an experience being out there. One of the great venues in all of college football. Black Bears beaten pretty soundly on the scoreboard, but it wasn't because Maine didn't play well. They turned in a pretty good game, 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, but ultimately the depth and especially the speed of the Sooners made a big difference.
Yeah, Maine really competed hard, I thought, Rich, for the entire game. There's elite speed, as you know, with some of those FBS programs in the Power Five, and just one miss, tackle, and they're gone. And we saw that from Javonte Barnes. He got away a couple of times. J.J. Hester with a long pass reception. But I think on the whole, Maine competed hard throughout the game. It was nice to see Nick Laughlin get in the end zone at the end there for a touchdown.
Absolutely. What a first collegiate touchdown to tell people about for, the next 60 years or so. Yeah, scored my first touchdown at Oklahoma against the Sooners. What a great story. And that's, I thought Travis Lazarchik of the Press Herald had a terrific piece on that game and Maine's showdowns with these FBS teams, that they don't win many of them, but yes, the money helps, but also the experiences that are something a lot of these guys will carry with them for a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. When you see the players walking around in that stadium before the game or in the locker room, and how much it means to them. That certainly was a tradition-rich Callis on the Prairie.
Well, the Black Bears come back after what I argued yesterday was the toughest five-game stretch in Maine football history. You had three nationally ranked FCS teams, a Delaware team that would be ranked if they were eligible, and then Oklahoma, and four of those five games were on the road.
Well, you might be right, Rich. And when you look nationally, Maine this week is seventh in the FCS with toughest strength of schedule. Their past opposition has won 62% of their games. And so we knew this was going to be a very challenging schedule. But I think Maine's at a point right now, Rich, where all three games are conference games, all three games are winnable, and all three games are the type of games you're going to have to play well to win.
Well, it all begins with Bryant tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, Alphonse Stadium, Morris Field. Bryant coming in with a record of 2-7, looking for their first conference victory. And this feels like a team that Maine can maybe get their offense going against Bryant, giving up over 440 yards per game and nearly 37 points per game.
Well, I think it's one of those games where you look at it and, they're 0-5 in the league. They're 2-7 overall. But they took Stony Brook to the wire last week at home. They lost 31-30 in overtime, and they rolled up 443 total yards, 105 rushing, and 338 passing. And they've got a true freshman quarterback in now. The quarterback that they had, Rich, Jarrett Guest, he got injured in the Monmouth game, and so for the last two games, they're starting a true freshman, and he was great last week at against Stony Brook. He was 28 of 39 for 338 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah, Brennan Meyer has completed 63% of his throws, has turned the ball over a little bit with four interceptions, and that's what the Black Bears want to get back to this week with their defense, forcing those turnovers and getting to the quarterback.
Well, I think that's very, very important, Rich. When you go back to the Villanova game, That's the formula for success. Maine outrushed Villanova 155-35. Maine had 8.9 yards per pass attempt. Villanova only 4.5 yards per pass attempt. Maine averaged 6.1 yards per play. Villanova averaged 3.1 yards per play. Maine had 7 sacks. Villanova had 1 sack. And Maine forced 4 turnovers, and Villanova only forced 1 turnover. But what they did was they made Villanova one-dimensional. They took away the ground game, and they got up on Villanova early in the game, which is also important for Maine. And then Villanova started to go to the passing game, and Maine turned the heat up, and that's when the sacks and the turnovers came. I think that's the formula moving forward for Maine. They have to stop completely that ground game of Bryant tomorrow and then get after them in the pocket.
They've got a running back that's been pretty effective of late, Fabrice McKendy, who's averaging 6 yards per carry but only averaging about 8 carries a game.
Yeah, I mean, he is a good player. It's interesting when I look at his stats, Rich, as you mentioned, he's got 426 yards rushing. He's averaging 6 yards per rush, but he doesn't have any rushing touchdowns. He's also a great receiver. He's got 30 receptions for 220 yards and a touchdown. So he's a guy, whether it's running the ball or receiving, Maine is going to have to account for.
And if they can get the ball in the air, keep your eyes on number 5, London Ruggieri, who's got 11 touchdown receptions this year.
Well, he's one of the best receivers in the country. He leads the CAA with 11 touchdown receptions. He's second in the FCS with 11 touchdown receptions. He's a big guy, a physical guy, and 49 receptions for 843 yards and averaging 17.2 yards per reception. He gets your attention. And so Maine is going to need what I like to call, Richard, compression sock coverage all day long to keep guys like that and some others from getting their hands on the pigskin.
And for Maine offensively, tomorrow, Carter Peavy continues to impress. He's completed more than 68% of his passes, 1,700 yards, 12 touchdowns on the season. Hopefully the receiver core is healthy because I think he's most effective, too, when he's got those guys that can stretch out the defense, a Joe Gillette, a Mo Irifin, a Trevin Ewing, to complement the great work of Montego Moss.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at some of those receivers you just mentioned, Rich, Mo Irifin is averaging 18.4 yards per catch. Joe Gillette is averaging 15.1 yards per catch. And then you've got Trevin Ewing averaging 13.1 yards per catch. So all of those guys have the ability to take the top off of Bryant's defense and make them defend the whole field. We saw one of the best catches we've seen in 28 seasons from Joe Gillette late in that Oklahoma game when he ran a post pattern and just caught the ball over his shoulder, and he was bracketed in every way you can imagine by Oklahoma defensive backs and still came down with the ball. He's just phenomenal and so fun to watch. So I think, again, getting those playmakers in space, making them, really defend the whole field is going to be really important. And I think for Maine, Rich, and I think this is really important, Maine is going to play better if they can play for 4 quarters with a productive rushing attack. That really creates that complementary run-pass mix, sets up play-action passes, and that really, along with some, eye candy with motions and shifting, I think is the way that they can make some big plays with their offense. But it starts with that ground game. They need to establish a productive ground game and then keep it going in the second half. Over their last 3 losses, they haven't been able to run the ball productively or effectively in the second half.
Well, and had a tough time moving it, as you might expect, against Oklahoma last week. And given the weather forecast tomorrow, with winds at 25 miles per hour and gusts to 40, you might want to rely on that ground game a little more than usual.
Well, I think that could be the case. Again, Maine had their season high of 155 yards in the biggest win they had this year. That was against Villanova. And Maine has got to play at that high level for 4 quarters. No peaks and valleys. Just, get that fast start. Keep it going on both sides of the ball. I love the way Maine feeds off each other when they get things going, and we saw that in the Villanova game. I think Brian Santana is a guy that over the last two games has run the ball very well. He's got power. He hits the hole quick, and he's shown the ability to run to daylight. Good vision out there, and I like the way he's run over the last couple of games.
No question about that. These teams haven't played in a while. The last time they did went pretty well for the Black Bears.
Well, it sure did, Rich. Back in 2017, Maine racked up 536 total yards, 381 yards rushing, 155 yards passing, and beat Bryant 60-12. And, that's the last time Maine has had a rusher go 200 yards or more in a game.
Wow.
Josh Mack, you ready for this? Had 13 rushes for 255 yards, three touchdowns, and averaged 19.6 yards per rush in that game against Bryant. And oh, by the way, Joe Fitzpatrick rushed for 103 yards and averaged 6.1 yards per rush.
Well, I think the Black Bears would be very happy with that level of production on the ground tomorrow. But it's a big game. Maine gets the win tomorrow. They even up their overall record. They even up their conference record. Going into a final two games, they won't be easy. They never are in the CAA. But two games, the Black Bears believe they can win at Elon, and then the regular season finale with New Hampshire.
Yeah, I agree, Rich. I mean, I think these are three, as I mentioned earlier, winnable games, but they're also games you're going to have to play well for four quarters to win. And I know Maine's going to just chunk it one game at a time, and that's the way they should approach this thing. But I'm excited about the opportunity, to play these three conference games down the stretch and see what Maine can do. I'm confident that they're going to come out and play good tomorrow. Well, physical and fast for four quarters.
It all gets underway 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field, the Black Bears and Bryant University. Bob, thank you as always, my friend, and I'll see you in the morning.
Sounds good, Rich.
That's Bob Lucy breaking down the game plan for Maine football here on Downtown, brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. With full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing, visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718.